Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is The Long Suffering of Anna Magdalena Bach by John Rose. Thank you for listening.
Between 1723 and 1742, I gave birth 13 times, praise God. Nothing unusual about that. Just a question of pushing the reset button on how's your father. 1723, Christiana Sophia Henrietta was born. Praise God, push the button. In 1724, Gottfried Heinrich was born. Praise God. 1725, Christian Gottlieb was born. Praise G, I'll push the B. 1726, Elizabeth Eliana Frederica was born. 1726, Christiana Sophia Henrietta was buried. Praise G, baby. 1727, birth of Amnustus Andreas. 1727, death of Amnustus. Praise God, reset. 1728, funeral of Christian Gottlieb. 1728, Regina Johanna was born. 1729, short pause. 1730, birth of Christiana Benedicta. 1730, funeral of Christiana Benedicta. 1731, Christiana Dante was born. 1732, birth of Johann Christoph Friedrich. 1732, death of Christiana Dorothea. 1733, out goes Regina Johanna. 1733 again, in comes Johann August Abraham. And later in 1733, out he goes again. Yep, curtains for Johann August Abraham. 1735, birth of Johann Christian. 1737, birth of Johanna Karolina. 1739, as you can hear, things slowing down a bit. Death of my adopted son, Johann Bernhard, born 1715 in Weimar. 1742, birth of Regia Susanna. And not forgetting the ever-present offspring of Maria Barbara, that's the first Mrs. JSB. There's Wilhelm Friedemann. We call him Silly Willy because he's gone quite mad. And Carl Philipp Emanuel, who's another impossible number cruncher. We call him CPE for short.
I blame the father.
Hi, I'm Anna Magdalena.
Born 1701.
I'm a singer. You just heard me. Nice stuff, eh? But in 1721, I got married to the Kapellmeister, Johann Sebastian Bach. So, that was that. Like the end of my singing career. Full stop. But I also play keyboards. In our house, there are heaps and heaps of different types. Some are quite the latest thing. My husband's a bit of a collector, you know. Normally, I just play for myself, but I'm willing to play for you on this occasion.
If you like. Thank you. this is one of our cembalos, a period instrument. Do I ever see the old man, I hear you ask? After all, he's so busy training the choir and the orchestra, and yes, a new cantata must be written every week. Of course, he cheats now and then and uses stuff from a few years back. Well, no one ever notices, though. The city fathers are all tone deaf, she thought. Plus, he's such a cantankerous beast sometimes. Oh, I remember well the duel with the first trombone player a few years ago. They used to put time to the education of Silly Willie, CPE, and Joe Jr., but those days are now long gone. Mind you, it's not every night. Sometimes he just pounds away at the keyboards till early in the morning. He says it's a genetic problem, all that pounding. Can't stop it, he says. It's God's will. Nonsense, husband, says I. It's the random generator. Jeans. Where would we be without them? But as my mother always told me, if you want fresh jeans in the morning, get them yourself. No good expecting other people to take care of the future. Come on, old girl, in the bucket. But then again, I guess you can have too much of a good thing, she considered. Too many serious genes can get you in all kinds of trouble. It's making JSB go blind. And after the blindness... we will be calling for Dr. Seltzer again, I expect. How'd you like the music so far? I know. You're a fan of my husband's. Thought you knew the whole opus, eh? But hadn't come across this. Well, of course you didn't, dummy. That's because I wrote it. Yeah, it's true. I give the old man quite a few tips from time to time. Time, you ask? Where do I find the time? I know what you're thinking. She can't be out of her 30s yet, but she looks way past it. Well, let me tell you, so would you if you've been cranking out little geniuses every other year. Not so much little barks, more like a bloody great river. Anyway, I'm still here to tell it. I'm like poor old Maria Barbara at the first Mrs. JSB. Pound, pound, crank, crank. But in 1,000 years from now, almost everyone will be related to old Johann Sebastian and me. How about that? She wondered. Think of it. Each and every one of them containing a few genes of your actual JSB type genius. Even those completely tone deaf. Just too many Joes in this family. Johann this, Johanna that. It's the old man, of course, who is responsible for the names. Though I never get a word in on the subject. I must say, I think, she thought, he could show more imagination on this. I tell him he's immortalised himself enough already, but it doesn't seem to register in his brain. Husband, I say. The universe doesn't give a monkeys anyway. Give up on the why. Just enjoy the how. She realised. He was at me again last night. Pounding away, pounding away. Das bügelnde Klavier, the ironing keyboard. This is a 1741 clavichord, hot off the shelf. You know, the dream of every note of music is to become two notes, and the dream of every two notes is to multiply and become four, and four to become eight and so on, to the end of time. This is secundum naturam,
according to nature.
And there is nothing weird, contra naturam,
against the laws of nature,
about that. Ask Dr. Seltzmer, Undertaker. He'll go for the beast,
praeter naturam,
any time of a miracle,
super duper naturam.
Make works for more interesting music. And besides, poor Tim in work too. As he says, the solution to the problem of life will be seen when the problem disappears. Get your head around that one, eh? It's time to get the sauerkraut out of the washing machine. One thing about being the Kapellmeister's wife is that we can at least afford the latest digital appliances. We've got the numbers, you see. Well, I've gathered round a few family members and relations for the next variation. The old man himself has even condescended to play the Grossa Violine from Bologna. I have to say, now, that's a real beast to play. We used to do this kind of thing a lot in the old days, before Silly Willy went mad and CPU got famous. Nowadays, all the kids just sit like stuffed dummies in front of their PCs.
She laughed.
Yes, I hear you. Whatever happened to family purpose, you say? Ah, here comes the old grouch. We better get on with it. So, is the universe such a bleak place?
Yes.
Okay, ready? And... Dr. Seltzer again. Somebody must have died. Well, I counted all the family just before dinner. They all seemed to be there. Must have missed one,
she planned.
Yes, hi, Dr. Seltzer. Well, please carry on. You've come for the old man. Oh, upstairs, first room on the left. Don't mention it. So they say. Tobias Friedrich, Johann Bernard, Johann Christoph, Johann Heinrich, Johann Andreas, seated by Johann Christoph. Gottlieb Friedrich, Johann Philipp, Johann Heinrich, Johann Balthasar. He really did live up a family tree, that one. Ambrosius Johann, Johann Nicholas Ephraim, Andreas Michael, Stefan Jan, Hans.
You just heard The Long Suffering of Anna Magdalena Bach by John Rose, broadcast by New American Radio.